As a professional, I have changed the way I learn and teach. I need to, and I have changed the way I want my students to learn. I encourage the use of technology tools in the classroom for class purposes, such as tablets, computers, and smartphones, along with Web 2.0 tools to learn new skills and gain knowledge that they would have never learned in textbooks. For example, I expose them to the world in a way that they collaborate with others, not just with classmates. In science class, they contact an individual via email about a topic they have questions or curious about learning more about. When it comes to myself, I have extended my circle of friends. I have friends on Twitter. I have recently joined a variety of chats where I have gained new ideas and methods on teaching. I do not just communicate with my colleagues at work, but with others whom are located miles away from my site. Learning through discovery has affected me in a positive way. I personally have learned skills that I have never learned before. I have taught myself what to look for when learning new skills, the do's and don'ts. I learn in a different way than I used to. Before, I would go to books to learn a new skill that I may have been interested. However, now, I do not use books. It's rare when I use books for reference. I use the internet. For example, 2 years ago, I went to Aspen, Colorado during winter, and I went there to ski, of course. Well, I've never skied before, so I had to learn when I was there, and I was not willing to hire a ski instructor. So I went on YouTube and found tutorials on how to ski. For beginners, the tutorials mention pizza slice. So they talk about to go faster, the pizza slice must become smaller. But if you want to stop or slow down, the pizza slice becomes bigger. So the next day I was skiing. I learned a new skill all because of the internet, of technology. I would have never learned that with a teacher in the classroom. Overall, I have been affected in a positive way because I have adapted to learn in a different way than what I was taught. I went from visiting books to visiting the world and others via technology. I went from asking my teacher to asking the world. Everyone is a teacher in one way or another, because everyone possesses knowledge that can be passed on to someone else.